Okay, all systems go. Carolina, you ready? You know I have a black cloud hanging over my head, right? For many reasons.
There's a dark cloud. Seriously, a dark cloud over Jeff's head, not mine.
Since we last spoke, it's summer, so.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What song is this?
One of my favorite bands, Sublime, Doing
Time.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Which they sing about. Ready?
Doing Time.
Oh, no. That's not the right version.
Oh, okay.
Why does that happen when I want to do something?
It's summertime.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
Here's the original. Here's the original.
Right.
Here we go.
Right.
We gotta do it right. Hi. See, they sang Doing Time, but then they changed it to Summertime.
Oh, really?
Because Doing Time was like a jail song.
Yeah.
Summertime. Here we go. Let's see.
Summertime.
Yeah. I hate to ruin that good song.
What do you mean? This song is better.
With Enos. Yeah, we're here. It's summer, everybody. And it feels like it. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm shirtless, right?
Oh, yeah. I should take my bra off, too, right? Want to take my bra off?
No, don't do that. Let them hang free.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Jeff, hold on.
I'd love that.
Do we miss the nyeh part? The nyeh?
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's nyeh a mile ago.
Hey, guys. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Yeah, we're back. So we have a lot to talk about.
Wow.
We're being coming in a couple minutes. We also have Laura and Ariana Jimenez. They are actually my ex-co-workers' daughters, Luis Jimenez. They have their own podcast, and they're millennials, they're young, so I want to see what they're going to talk about, okay?
Oh, my. I wonder what they're talking about. We're
going to get them in a couple minutes, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, so Jeff was saying, yeah, we do have a black cloud over us. Let's see what time it is right now. We'll talk about our black cloud in a couple minutes, but let's get Webin on first, okay?
Black cloud.
Yeah, we do have a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. We're like, okay, what else could possibly go wrong?
I don't know.
You guys can relate to us because it's everything went on that could go wrong went wrong with
Did
us.
Did you ever see the movie The Money Pit?
Yes.
With Tom Hanks.
And at the end, the house fell apart.
Does it collapse at the end?
I think, I hope that doesn't happen here.
Some people think it's the funniest movie. I haven't seen it in a long, long time. I saw parts of it.
I saw it a long time ago,
But, oh my God, I was talking to somebody today about it, and they were saying that. Don't worry, I'm getting him. I'm just stalling while I go through my phone.
Contacts. So, you know, by the way, so now there's also outside dining. And that happened, last week, Jeff, for the first time?
Yeah, last week, yeah.
So, you know what? Jeff picks me up two weeks ago.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's right. Okay, so Jeff picks me up from work, okay? And by the way, I do social media for a few companies. And so Jeff picks me up. He goes, oh my God, there's outside dining. I'm going to treat you a nice restaurant.
I'm going to go, great.
At the end of the day, Jeff takes me to a pizzeria, okay? Hey, they have tables outside. I go, okay, great. Let's sit there.
Yeah, tables outside.
So the tables were in the parking lot.
Yes, they were.
They didn't close it off. So when we sat down, okay, to have a slice of pizza, Jeff has to have a full meal. We have cars whizzing by us on each side of us.
Well, they weren't whizzing by.
Even trucks, okay?
Wow.
And I was like, really, Jeff? This is where you took me?
I was just desperate to sit outside somewhere. So I said, you know what? And that was the first day of it. So these people, they said, let's just throw tables out in the lot and see what happens.
Thank God there was a liquor store next door. Yeah, I got a bottle of wine.
They got rid of it, though.
They did?
That place doesn't have dining outside anymore.
Of course. Because
On the sidewalk, they do.
It's a hazard.
But most places did it nice. They put like a wall up, they put trees up.
No. But we had to go to a place where there are tractor trailers whizzing by us.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so close. I held the baby with dear life.
Tractor trailer. Really. She's exaggerating.
Jeff, get the Webin on, okay? We haven't had Webin on 2 weeks.
Oh, whoops, wrong
Let's
button.
Let's get Gian first.
Gotta hit the wrong button, man.
I know, we haven't done this in 2 weeks.
Hello?
Webin, it's Carolina and Jeff.
Hey, guys, how are you?
You're on the podcast.
I hear his fan or air conditioning going, right?
He's actually dining
outside.
He's actually eating outside with the family. So,
you are right now?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
What, are you having pancakes with Aunt Jemima syrup?
No, Aunt Jemima here.
You want some Uncle Ben's on the side?
What do you think about the whole Aunt Jemima situation?
They want to change their name.
What are your thoughts on that?
Aunt Jemima, my thoughts is this. I mean, listen, I could just hear Aunt Jemima in her grave going, Whoa, no, Mr. White Man. Don't change me yet. Even her family saying not to take her off the thing.
Because that's part of history.
The only guy that's happy is Uncle Ben. He's going to be off that crappy rice. Jesus Christ.
And I don't know the Cream of Wheat guy's name, but the Cream of Wheat guy, the black chef, he's gone too, I heard.
Yeah, he's gone too. Also,
and Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah, Mrs. Butterworth is gone.
I didn't even know she was black.
Also Eskimo pies. Now the Alaskans the Eskimos are offended too.
Yeah.
I mean, understand something. Some Eskimos in his fucking igloo in Alaska and shit. And I'm saying they're messing with us? We're fucking freezing up here. And they're messing with us? What the hell? I mean, yeah, you want to take Aunt Jemima off? You want to leave our freaking Eskimos alone, man. It's already bad enough that we live in a freaking igloo.
Everything is going, man.
I know. What else is
Italian
next?
Sausages are going to be next. Anything that's ethnic is going to go.
And Webin, there's also a Disney ride that they're going to rename. They're taking out. Remember the guy that sang Zippity Doo-Dah?
No, they're reimagining Splash Mountain.
Remember the guy used to sing Zippity Doo-Dah?
Because it's based on Song of the South, which they say is a racist movie.
No more of that.
Yeah.
Webin, can you believe that? No more of that.
You know, pretty soon they're going to remove the brown color and the black color from the crayon box. They already removed Indian red, which is ridiculous.
That's right, they did.
Remember, they actually used to have a color called flesh, which was really, that was a little weird. Like, there was only one color of flesh.
It was like
my skin color, basically.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the Band-Aid thing, too. You know what I'm saying?
What Band-Aid?
Yeah,
what happened?
They're going to have black Band-Aids, right?
Oh, they are?
Now they're going to have multicolored Band-Aids because they feel that it was ethnically wrong just to have either white Band-Aids or skin Band-Aids.
The last thing I'm
thinking about is what color Band-Aid I'm going to put on when I chop my finger off cutting a tomato.
You know what? Yeah? Band-Aids.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Jeffrey. I'm sorry. Hold on. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. What tone is my skin? You know, I'm not caring about what the hell I'm bleeding my brains out.
Bleeding out. Don't forget, Band-Aids matter. Thank you.
Webin, how about Paw Patrol? I am so mad.
They're going after Paw Patrol, too, because they're good guys, you know?
Because they're dogs that are fighting, you know, with police. They're police dogs that are trying to fight, you know, the bad.
Yes.
They're trying to fight the bad. Why take Paw Patrol off?
I mean, I've never seen the thing, but I already could see one of these dogs putting a knee to the neck of another cat or something.
I was going to say, I've never seen that happen. I've never seen the Paw Patrol choke out another dog or anything.
I cannot believe that.
The world is evolving in the wrong way in some ways.
I understand the protests and everything, but you know, I understand that. But you know, come on, Paw Patrol and the Disney ride, I think it's a little...
Well, the Disney ride, people have been complaining about for a long time because Song of the South, the Disney movie, it's very hard to find. They don't have it out anymore. But I bought a bootleg copy.
You did?
It's got some racist stuff in it, you know, by today's standards.
Even a classic movie like Gone with the Wind. Oh, my God.
That has a warning on it. Like our podcast should have a warning, right? Well, we do. Wait, we have that little checkbox that says there's adult content here.
Hey, listen, Webin. Listen, thank you for coming on the podcast. Enjoy your day with the family. We love you so much.
We're blowing you off. When are you coming out here?
Yes.
We got a nice beach and everything.
I gotta go out there. I might buy your truck and have it rebuilt the engine on it.
Oh, sorry. You're too late. Sold.
Oh, you sold it already?
Yes,
right,
we did.
Sold it to some weird guy that drove by my house asking if I wanted to sell a car.
Oh, my God, Webin. That's another story.
Okay, I'm glad you did I'm glad that you did the right Latino thing. I hope you told them that really, really, really runs, right?
I lied to him big time. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We said it runs great.
Then he called me back complaining that he accidentally locked the door and he couldn't get in.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
The battery was dead. I was like, okay, dude, I got the money. It's over. But then I helped him out anyway. I think he's parting it out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Tell him that you're going to do like, I don't know what company owns Aunt Jemima, and you're going to remove him from your phone.
Oh, my God. Webin, yes. Goodbye. We love you.
Love you. Talk to you soon, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know, Jeff. There's just a lot going on. Even the coronavirus. You know what? Now it's they said it's increasing. The virus is increasing. What is it called? Surging?
Surging in all the states that opened early.
Florida has now banned outdoor bars. You cannot go to a bar in Florida anymore.
No beach bars. Texas, who's this call?
I don't answer.
I'm not
don't
answering.
Answer. Don't answer. Listen.
Somebody wants money.
Exactly. Listen, let's call Laura now. So we have Laura Jimenez and her sister Ariana Jimenez, both daughters of Luis Jimenez. So they have a new podcast.
And we'll be back with the Jimenez sisters right after this. Okay, we are back. Okay, who do we have on the line, Carolina?
We have on the line right now, Jeff, Laura and Ariana Jimenez.
Hey!
Daughters of Luis Jimenez. You guys know that.
What's going on?
What's up?
Listen, girls, how are you guys?
We're doing really good. How are you?
We're doing great. So how have you guys been dealing with the virus? Because you guys are young. You had to stay home. You were with your dad or your mom during this whole time?
We've been with dad, yeah. Okay. We love it. We love the quarantine. Yeah,
you did?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I work a lot, so it's nice to just have, like, a lot of time off, you know?
Yeah.
Now, who's that talking right now that just said that?
That's Laura. Laura.
Okay,
Laura.
That's Laura. Okay. And your sister, Ariana, what did you do during the quarantine?
Well, I just, honestly, Laura and I have been spending a lot of time with each other, just, like, trying to come up with shit to do and not be bored, you know?
Yeah.
But it's been great. We've been really creative, and we came up with the idea of this podcast.
Gotcha. How old are you guys? How old is each one of you?
Well, I'm Laura. I'm 26.
26?
Oh, 26. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I'll be 26 in 2 weeks.
And how old is Ariana? Yeah.
I'm 20.
20, okay.
Oh, my God. I just introduced, before you guys came on, I said, I think they're like 14 or 15
Carol,
years old.
Like, I think they're teenagers.
Oh, my God. Whoa. I cannot believe.
They're far from teenagers, Carol.
You guys are already drinking age.
I don't even think they're millennials. I think they're past millennials. God. We were looking for young people, Carol.
Oh,
what'd you do to me? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. So, Laura, you're also a DJ, right?
Yeah, I mean, I still do. I used to do it a lot more often, especially when Pasha in New York was open.
Oh,
I used to DJ there all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and then that closed down, and I kind of just took a break from the nightlife, to be honest. I still do it at least once a year, randomly. I'll get asked to, and I'm always down for it, but definitely not as much as I used to.
I did clubs for years, and then I was about 25 years old. And I went to another club, and there was a guy DJing who was 30, okay? And I think, keep in mind, I'm a lot older than 30 now, and I remember saying, oh, my God, that guy is 30 years old, and he's DJing. He's so old. It freaked me out, you know? But you get burnt on the club thing after a while, but then you want to go back. You want to get, like you said, you want to get a little taste of it here and there, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely love and appreciate the energy and, you know, having control of what people hear, which is, like, really exciting.
It's fun.
It just gets exhausting. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's pretty intense, you know?
And as a female DJ, how is that, though? Do you ever, like, feel scared, you know, because I know Jeff sometimes said he had, like, some nasty people come up to him.
Oh, people
you
get
know?
Nasty. Yeah. Oh, people say really nasty.
I mean, yeah, I usually was the only girl on the lineups, so right. I'd be amongst, like, all dudes, and I would see, like, the DJs, like, purposely stand there to watch my set just to see how I would perform and stuff,
well,
you know?
First of all, Laura, you also look great.
Screw
I mean,
them.
She's got a great body.
Screw
she's
them.
Gorgeous. Both of you guys are, seriously. So that's probably why they were staring, besides your set, staring at you also, so
there you go.
So, let me ask you guys. So, how does the idea of a podcast come up? Is it from watching your dad? And of course, your dad is, he's an icon. He's famous. He's a legend. Did that idea come from him?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously been like such a huge influence on us. Mm-hmm. We just have such good conversation. And I remember one time we just had this hour-long conversation about something. I don't even know what. And we were like, wow, like, this should be a podcast. Like,
yeah.
I really think that we're funny and we could do something with this and we're relatable. And I think people would really enjoy listening to us. So.
Yeah. And, Dad has definitely had such a big influence. You know, growing up, you know, going to the station and stuff like that, it was always so, like, thrilling and so exciting. I would say that he's definitely an inspiration, but we're also huge fans of podcasts, like Your Mom's House podcast with Tom Segura, or even, you know, the Joe Rogan Experience. We watch every single week.
Wow.
And yeah, so, and we were just like, you know what? We could do this too. I think we're funny. I guess we'll find out.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
Have you recorded your first podcast yet, or just did it like a demo?
We did.
Oh.
Yeah, we did record it, yeah.
Oh, okay. And did your dad listen to it?
No, I'm nervous.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Just, I could definitely understand
that. Just do it and, you know, let him listen to it once it's on the air. And, you know, he might give you some, he might even say, hey, guys, that's a great podcast. You know, it's totally different. You know that? So how is your podcast going to be different from everybody else's?
One, just the conversations we have, and I feel like our opinions on things, me and Ariana sometimes butt heads on certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it's nice that we can both relay different messages, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
also just the things we watch, and we're super into conspiracy theories as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we dive deep into that.
Give me one of conspiracy theories. Give me one.
You got a good one?
Yeah, you got a good one?
Oh, geez.
Oh, God. This one's really controversial.
Oh, no. Is it about the virus or Black Lives Matter?
No.
Oh, good. Thank God.
It's about, Jeff Epstein and, pedophile ring and Hollywood being involved in all that, and pedophilia in Hollywood and stuff, and the people involved.
Did you watch that documentary? I heard the Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix is great.
I watched it.
You think he was murdered?
Hell yeah.
Really?
That's what everybody says who watches it. Everybody who watches it says he was murdered. You know?
Yeah, but
definitely murdered.
They have not
to shut him up.
Yeah.
So that actual, you know, the people who, I mean, who run our country, let's say, so that their stories wouldn't come out, you know, and their involvement and all
that.
Yeah,
they silenced him. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about Prince Andrew? What do you think his deal is?
Oh, he's such a creep. I couldn't, it was hard to even watch the, you know, the interview with him denying, you know, meeting that girl or not remembering, like that's such bullshit. Not remembering.
Oh my God.
We were going to have a picture with her.
And we were going to have him over this weekend for a picnic, for a barbecue. What do we do now, Carolina?
Yeah, right.
I guess we have to rescind his
I gotta go.
We're going to rescind his invite.
Oh
my, you know?
You guys are really intellectual. So, I like this podcast.
What's the biggest thing you learned from your dad? I mean, I don't care if it's at home or just professionally.
I'd say confidence and believing in whatever you do. I remember he always used to say to me as a kid, I don't care what your dream job is. If you want to be a janitor, make sure that you're the best janitor ever.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, your dad's fun, man. Louis is a good guy. He's a really, really good guy, man. Him and my wife together.
Awesome.
Forget about it.
I love your dad. We would sit down for hours and just talk, have some wine and just talk.
Hell yeah. He's fascinating. I mean, I still, anytime we talk to him, we're both just so fascinated by, what he says and how much he knows. It's so bizarre. We learn from him every single day.
And the way he tells a story, it is amazing. I remember the story that about his that little BMW he used to have, a little roadster. And the way he tells the story, I am like, I die laughing all the time. It's like such an amazing, the way he tells it, it's so funny. You know that? I miss your dad.
It's so funny. Sometimes he says things and I'm like, you should put this in a stand-up act. And he just doesn't realize that he's sometimes I feel like he doesn't realize he's so funny.
He is.
And the craziest things have happened to him.
I know, you're right. And every time he would go to an airport, he'd always have to take his shoes off because he'd always get buzzed for some
reason.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We call it the Jimenez luck. Yeah. It's a known thing.
There you go.
Curse.
That was the weed in the shoes, Caroline. That made the thing go off. That was just the weed. Okay.
Oh my God. So Jeff asked him off the air, "Are you guys married?" And what was your response?
Hell no. Never.
Are you guys dating? What's going on?
It's complicated.
That's good.
Yeah, and you know what? You guys are young. Have fun.
Yeah,
enjoy life.
Exactly.
My God.
So have you been?
Absolutely.
So you've been quarantining, but have you been out? Have you been out now? I figured have you hung out with friends? Are you wearing masks or is that part of the conspiracy theory too?
No, we definitely wear masks. I mean, I've hung out with my friends, gone to barbecues and stuff, with the intention of wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all just end up getting drunk and not wearing masks anymore.
Yeah, see?
So.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Wow.
I want to go to that party,
it's irresponsible.
Man. Oh, my God, I want to go to that party. Can I get an invitation? I'm too old.
Yeah,
damn
yeah,
it.
That, you're going to look like their father anyway.
Thank you very much. That's nice.
Hey, guys, so when does a podcast premiere? And where can we hear it?
Where can we get it?
So we're actually doing visual and audio.
Oh, wow.
So visual is going to be available on YouTube at Extra by Nature Podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to be on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Yeah. What else was it?
So are we, man. Right, Carolina?
Yes, we are.
It premieres July 2nd on all those platforms.
That's next Thursday. I know that for some reason.
Next Thursday. It's happening.
Is there a time or you have a certain time or just going to pop up?
It's just going to pop up. I mean, this is just our first episode. I feel like as we go along, we're going to learn more and get more organized and stuff like that. But we just want to get it out there and just keep doing it. Yeah.
Are you guys going to have guests also? Actually, are you going to have your dad on?
We do want dad eventually. Yeah.
Not anytime soon.
No, do your thing first.
We definitely want to have guests, though. We have friends that are artists and, you know, just incredible people that we know who I think deserve, you know, some sort of spotlight. And we want to have them on the show.
That's great.
And promote their music and stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, hey, guys. So it's been great having you on the show. I love you guys. And you know what? Do you guys have a website, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter accounts?
Yeah, we do. We have an Instagram, and it's at Extra by Nature Podcast.
Is it spelled, so E-X, like regular extra, or just no E?
Yeah, spelled out.
Okay, normally. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jeff wanted to ask also, so let's talk some shit. Is there going to be any Spanish stuff in there, or no? Do you guys actually talk Spanish?
Do you speak Spanish?
I mean, we're both really fluent in Spanish.
Wow, that's good.
So, yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, naturally, nice. You know, the influence is always there. So.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So I don't doubt it, you know.
If you need someone, a white guy, to say, hablando mierda, I'm right here for you. Okay?
Hey, guys, listen. 100%. Much luck. Much luck. And I don't think you need luck. Continued success with everything you guys do. And I cannot wait to hear this podcast. Laura and Ariana Jimenez.
So
big hugs, guys.
Thanks.
Big hugs.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You too. See
ya. Bye-bye.
I can't wait to hear the podcast. You know that?
Neither can I.
Oh my god!
Wow, they're very verbose, very chatty. You know, very good.
That's what's going to sell.
I can tell.
Are sisters, and they both can talk about controversial things and have you know, different opinions. So I like that.
And they can't get fired.
And they know their shit too. You know that? And they read and I guess they watch a lot of documentaries.
That Jeffrey Epstein thing I heard is just so
really?
Damning.
I gotta watch that.
Like the guards vanished. By the way, Florida reported a nearly 80% increase in daily cases.
First of all, yeah. So now, yeah, I heard that the latest thing is they are closing the outside bars.
Really?
So do you think that they opened up too soon, or it just people went crazy and, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what these girls have said. You know, they go to a party, they get drunk, and they take their masks off.
Yeah.
Probably their tops, too, you know.
I don't think so.
I'm more interested in the tops coming up than the mask. Leave your masks on. Just take your shirt off, right?
But listen. Yeah, okay. Listen. So
I'm sorry. It's terrible.
Listen, so let's talk about. Anyway, sexist, so the virus in New York, they said it's the lowest it's ever been.
Yes.
So let's.
It was bad here. But
we had it worst. They said New Jersey and New York had it the worst.
Yes, we had it really bad here. California had it really bad. California's having a big surge in cases,
exactly.
too. Exactly. Because people went in these warm climates. I think people just went crazy and started going back to doing normal stuff.
Jeff,
again.
I went to Target the other day, okay, and I was so fucking pissed, all right?
Why?
Because, you know, first of all, Jackson has not gone to a store anywhere. He only goes to the backyard. He goes for brief rides with us and the beach, okay?
Yeah.
Other than that, he has not gone anywhere else.
He hasn't been around people at
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
I brought him to someplace the other day for 2 seconds. He walked in and then we walked out.
Oh, really?
Out. He was in a lobby.
You did not tell me this.
I did too.
Really?
I told you exactly where it
really?
Was. I'm not repeating it on
okay.
the air.
So anyway, I got mad at Target because this lady just took her mask off and her kid who was like 5 years old also had her mask off.
Wow.
I'm like, that's your kid and you have your masks off?
I have to admit,
I almost went to the manager though and said something, but I'm like, you know what? Okay. Just stay away from me and I don't want to talk to
just
you.
Just stay back. Yeah. I would almost tell people, I don't want to get in fights with people, but I think it's...
But people are being
it's
jerks.
It's incumbent upon stores to tell people the moment you walk in without a mask, out of here.
Yeah. But
I should have been kicked out of 7-Eleven this morning. I walked in without my mask on.
You did?
Like, the moment I walked in, I was like, wait a second. And I went back out to the car and got the mask.
Well, yeah, I just
forgot.
But you know what? It's almost like nature now. I always have my mask on.
Second nature, right? Yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
I always have my mask on.
I know.
And it pisses me off that people just like take it off, you know.
I went to physical therapy this morning for my arm, and I've been going for 3 months, and I've been the only one there, okay? Mm-hmm. So when I do the exercise alone, I've been taking my mask off because I'm at the other end of the room.
And the therapist
is at the other end. Today I went there were three other people there.
And they had a mask on?
So everybody wore the mask. And as people left, I took mine off because I was all the way in one corner doing exercise.
With that said, let's talk about our black cloud, okay? Let's talk about our black cloud.
Our 2007 Honda CR-V. Bye-bye.
First of all, last week, okay, we come in the house, our central air, muerto. It died.
Yeah,
hold on. So Jeff calls the air conditioner, the essential air guy, to come. And what do you think? You think it needed some, what's that stuff they put in it?
Oh, it's like Freon, but it's another kind of gas.
For
anyway,
essential air.
I said it's either the Freon or the thing is completely dead because the central air unit for this house is from 1991.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That is 29 years ago,
exactly.
As you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And they only last a certain amount of time. And the guy came. What?
And then what happened, Jeff? When he started putting
He started to put the gas in. And he said, oh, there's gas in here already. I said, oh, no. And our son, Jackson, is like hovering over the guy. It was so funny. And Jackson was watching his every move. Then finally the guy tells me, oh, it tripped the breaker. So go downstairs and hit the breaker. And to come back upstairs and then hit the unit on from the thermostat or the wall.
Yeah.
So I'm about to do that. And he says, hold on a second. Let me stand back. So I see the guy walk over 30 feet out into the yard. I hit the button to turn it on. Suddenly we hear kaboom.
Kaboom. I mean, I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I wish I had an explosion.
And all of a sudden I see all these fumes and the smell.
Yeah, so the unit went after 30 years, and it's a lot of money to put a new one in.
Yeah.
If you run an air conditioner company and you would like to put a central air unit in our house.
You could advertise in a podcast.
And if not even advertise, we'll give you free podcast advertisements for the rest of the podcast we do forever.
Exactly.
I'll come on and mention your air conditioner company every time I come on the air.
Yes, exactly.
Anywhere. Except my regular job where I'm not allowed to suddenly... Imagine I come on and I say, this report's sponsored by Jose Jimenez Air Conditioning. If there is a Jose Jimenez Air Conditioning out there.
Anyway, a couple hours later, our mechanic calls us and we thought that, okay, maybe a couple $100s, maybe something wrong with the car. No. The guy says, you need a new engine.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's Indian.
He's
right?
Indian.
How do you say it, Jeff?
Your engine is blown. I said, really?
We need a new engine.
By the way, you're not allowed to do accents anymore. That's forbidden. Because I'm white, I'm not allowed to do accents.
Can you do my mother's accent still? Well, that's my mom.
Yeah, I can do Claudia, too.
Listen, I want to tell you, car is shot. Your Honda dead.
Anyway.
Yeah, people are very mad about it. You know, do you know the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney plays, he's white. Old time actor, but he plays somebody Japanese. That's against the rules now.
That'll probably be the next movie to go.
These things. You ever see Blazing Saddles where they use the N word and it's funny?
They take that. That'll be next to go.
But you're gonna have a hard time finding it. I have it on DVD upstairs.
Well, remember a couple years ago they took off the Bugs Bunny? Remember?
Yeah, that was Bugs Bunny nips the nips.
Exactly. Remember
because
that?
Because he would hand a bomb ice cream cone to the Japanese kids.
Anyway,
so the car. Yes, I tell you, the engine is dead. So I said, do you know anyone who wants to buy it?
Yeah.
How many miles on it? I said that $230,000. Not really. Okay. So it turns out that we were coming back to my house. And we're pulling another car into the driveway, and one of the cars in the driveway has no license plate on. So some guy drives by and says, "Hey, you want to sell that car?" And I said, "No, but I have a Honda that's got 230,000 miles on it."
That's where the good luck came in.
I'm willing to sell that. Yeah. And the guy says, "What year?" I said, 2007. He says, "How much you want for it?" I said, "I don't know, $500."
Yeah, because we were going to donate
it
anyway. But anyway, so that
he bought it.
Yeah, so he bought it. So then after that, so Jeff's been complaining that he has. A lot of shoulder, pain. So he's been going to physical therapy three times a week.
For 3 months almost.
Went to get an MRI. Jeff?
I have a torn rotator cuff. That's the
It doesn't
operation.
Rotate no more.
Yeah, thank you. It doesn't. Everything else still works, right?
Everything. Thank God, yeah.
Right? Yeah. It doesn't, I don't have a torn penis cuff. I have a torn rotator cuff.
I don't think you can break your penis, can you?
I don't know.
I don't think that's possible.
Want to try later?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
anyway, so
I have a torn rotator cuff. If you look up that injury, it's pretty nasty. It's a tear in one of your shoulder muscles,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. So,
and yeah,
Jeff's been calling everybody who's had this done. Now he's all like frustrated, and he's been like, "You've been kind of frustrated the last couple of days."
I'm scared. It hurts to sleep on.
Yeah, but anyway, so a friend of his who had this done said to him, "Jeff, it's the worst pain. The recovery is like 6 months. You can't drive,
but you get painkillers. Really good painkillers.
Oh my god!
You get a weed prescription, probably." You think I get a weed prescription?
No, you can't.
Hello, I'd like some blueberry mist,
first of
please.
All, we're talking about a man.
Some bubblegum weed,
when he gets
please.
His teeth cleaned, he's in pain, okay?
Okay, yeah. Teeth cleaning hurts when you have bad teeth.
Okay. Anyway, so this morning, Jeff, yesterday, I opened our freezer up.
Oh, yeah.
And everything, Jeff, was what? The ice melted.
We started to defrost.
Yeah, it was defrosted. No, it was. And then Jeff said to me, oh, the chicken's still good. Go put it in the downstairs
just
freezer.
Just refreeze it again.
Yeah. You know, I thought about it.
B would say, be a good Latino and just freeze it again and use it. I know he would.
And then I said, Jeff, well, what if I get sick? He goes, well, then I know. Then we'll know it's bad. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. No. My wife says today, I have a big stomach ache. She bought a big Starbucks milk drink yesterday with latte, whatever it is, a hot chocolate.
I didn't have time to drink it
and
yesterday.
You reheat it 24 hours later, sitting around. No wonder you have a stomach ache. That's why you have a stomach ache.
Anyway, hey, anything else in the news, Jeff? We're out of here.
I was going to tell you that, you know, they're doing some drive-in concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing some drive-in movies around.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some movies that are coming out, like, on demand, I believe. Now you get stuff on demand. A bunch of new movies that open today. Nothing that excited. Jon Stewart's a new movie out.
Yeah. What's going on?
And there's outdoor dining at some fancy places on Long Island, Carolina.
Oh, yeah, there are.
You see who's doing outdoor dining?
Who?
Oheka Castle.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a fancy place.
But that's actually nice. You know that.
Want to go there?
And they have drinks there too, Jeff.
Yes.
I think once a week, you know, on their patio.
Yes. Drinks
anyway.
With little umbrellas in them, Carolyn. You love drinks with umbrellas in them, right?
Anybody care that Al Capone's house is being sold in Brooklyn for $2 million?
No, but they sold Kurt Cobain's guitar for how much? $6 million?
Yeah. God, Jeff, you ever go to Costco? I'm a big fan of Costco, and you know what they're discontinuing?
Why?
You know those sheet cakes?
No.
Remember the birthday cakes?
Yeah, they're getting rid of those.
They're getting rid of those.
Why?
I don't even know.
Can I tell you something bigger than that, Carolina?
What?
The big story everybody's talking about right now.
What is it?
There's a giant
Sahara dust.
The Sahara dust storm is coming. That's coming.
What is next? Hold on. We have the virus.
Yeah.
We have the pandemic. We had killer hornets.
Looters.
We had that. We had the fireworks. Now that's what everybody's. Illegal fireworks too?
Nassau County here on Long Island, 420% increase in complaints. And then they're showing you in the city, you see that? It's gone haywire with the shootings in the city because they've let people out of jail who should still be in jail with the bail reform.
Oh my gosh.
They're not holding people for violent crimes.
Oh my gosh.
And these people are getting out and they're not cracking down on guns. So it's a whole big be safe, everybody.
Be very
careful.
Jeff, you know, but on a lighter note, guess who got married?
Who got Drew Barrymore?
No, Dennis Quaid, the actor Dennis Quaid.
Oh, she's like 30, right?
No, he's 66.
She's 26.
Her name is Laura too. 27 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, they said that there's no numbers don't matter. They're
love,
in love.
Yeah.
But he married somebody and a couple years ago. Then I think they had a couple kids too, right?
Really? I didn't know that.
He's married
a few
times.
This is third marriage.
I think it's
numbers don't matter. The numbers that matter to her are millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The number that matters to him is 36 double D.
Yeah. He said there's just something timeless about us.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
She's 26. That's what's timeless. You're 66 and she's 26. That's what's timeless.
Okay.
Her boobs still stand up. They're not hanging down at her knees.
Hey guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram,
horrible.
Facebook, Twitter, @ Carolina Cadillo. Want to email me? CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com. We also have a lot of shirts. We have hats. And if you guys email me, we are going to be ordering, hopefully, Carolina Cadillo podcast masks.
We are.
Yes, I'm going to be ordering
because
them.
People are going to be wearing masks for a while.
They're saying now possibly September or October.
What, for masks?
For masks.
I think
people
are going to wear masks until next year.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
I could see that happening.
Oh yeah, I don't think the masks are going anywhere.
Jeff, your info?
@ Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, the real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, the picture of Teddy, our beloved dog.
at Webin on Instagram and Webin Win on Twitter. Guys,
516-637-3254 if you want a shirt.
We'll be recording again this week. Actually next week. I apologize. It's just been a crazy time, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
been nutty, man.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, listen, thanks for texting us all the time. We're the podcast. We're back, guys. 516-637-3254 at Carolina Cadillo. We love you, and thank you for always supporting us. Love you guys.
We do love you. If you know someone who fixes air conditioners and wants to put a central unit in the house, let me know.
Send them our way.
516-637-3254. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.